Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Thank you for that lead-in.
I thought we'd give you something big to start the whole news. Do me one quick favor, yeah. If you can, if you're not too busy in the next 4 hours.
Right.
Rick Rosenthal, who, by the way, thanks for sitting in on Saturday. I don't know what you said, but five people are still laughing. But anyway.
They're lawyers.
Oh,
right?
Rosenthal took over the weekday show a couple of days and wound up with 3 pounds of Mount St. Helens ash.
What?
And if you can come up with what I can do with 3 pounds of Mount St. Helens. Now, I really shouldn't have phrased it that way.
I both have a suggestion.
Yeah, I thought you would. Anyway, when you think of something that we can talk about on the radio, let me know.
Oh, okay. Well, second prize, 6 pounds of Mount St. Helens ash. This is your very classy major market, Clear Channel, WGN Radio in Chicago. It's about time. 5 minutes away. I guess we better figure out what we're going to do. First of all, let's do the news. Here's Jim Lachman.
Thank you, Robert. Two school buses.
Dollar test drive at your participating dealer.
Well, boys and girls, it is 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. It is Monday afternoon, June 1st, and this is it.
You put it off about as long as you can.
Yeah. Finally, we have what we have wanted for all these years, a real show of our own. Now the question is, now that we have it, what is it that we do with it? This is brand new today, the Collins Show, Monday through Friday, almost each and every day here on WGN, will be from 2 to 6 in the afternoon, and Uncle Billy Berg will be in from 6 to 9 in the late afternoon, early evening, doing sports talk. It's kind of a change around in the format, and everybody's real excited about it. We have so many things today. Whoa. We have so much going on, I think I might as well just go sit in the corner, because I ain't going to have time today. We're going to talk to Carl Grayson this afternoon. We're going to play replays from the best of the Tyrone F. Gendelman Don't Call Us, We'll Call You Radio Amateur Hour. Paul Rogers will be in here in a little while, and we'll review them soap operas, which is a normal Monday thing. And we have some tacky songs, and I don't know what all.
I'm glad to see that the level of programming has not declined.
No, no. It's the brand new Bob Collins Show with the same old Bob Collins. How you doing?
I'm well.
How was your weekend?
It was fine.
I had a delightful weekend.
Hey, everybody gets to go to Bloomington.
Well, not only Bloomington. Bloomington was nice. Bloomington was sincerely nice people down there. I was down at Rheinthaler Marine yesterday in Bloomington. They're opening up a new dealership, and I met some real nice people. But Saturday, I got to tell you about Bolingbrook. And the Bolingbrook Yacht Club. I've got to gather my nerve before I can get into that, so we'll deal with it in a minute. Would you believe Delta Airlines will fly you round trip from Chicago to Florida and provide a rental car plus lodging for 5 nights, all for less than the regular tourist fare alone? It's true. Believe it. Delta will fly you round trip to Tampa, St. Petersdorf, throw in 5 nights in a choice hotel, get you an Alamo rental car with unlimited mileage for only $306 to $390 per person, double occupancy. For each trial, 2 through 17, sharing the parents' room, the vacation package is $49, June through mid-September. But each must be accompanied by an adult paying Delta special vacation fare. You can get bargains just as terrific to West Palm Beach or 9 other Florida resorts, too. There are some travel requirements, and adult rates will rise slightly after mid-June. See a travel agent for full details. You may never again get a chance to spend 5 days in Tampa, St. Petersdorf for as little as $306. Take it. Delta is ready when you are. Get out of dough. Hello, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for coming out Saturday.
To
the Flamingo Farce.
Yes, the Flamingo Farce. The Bolingbrook Yacht Club. I told you, I think, Jimmy, that I got a letter last week from the Commodore of the Bolingbrook Yacht Club and the world's largest cornfield sailing.
Oh, that answers my question.
Society.
I was just going to say, what body of water is that near?
Well, there is none. None?
Clementine's Pub.
Yes, Clementine's Pub. Didn't I tell you about this?
You mentioned it during the evening show.
Oh, Commodore Terrence J. Little wrote me from Bolingbrook. Dear Uncle Bobby, I am proud and pleased to inform you that the Bolingbrook Yacht Club, the world's largest cornfield sailing society, has named you as Man of the Year in Chicago. You were selected for this award from a field of candidates whose very names evoke all that the world-renowned Bolingbrook Yacht Club stands for. You beat out such sailors as Dave Condon, Jay McMullen, Vincent Liu, Charles Mitchell, and Roman Puchinski.
Pretty heady company.
I want to tell you, that's uptown stuff. The selection committee, made up of a group of terrestrial tars ranked vice admiral or above, felt each of the nominees had special qualifications for the award, but they felt you were the best man of the year overall. As a winner of this recognition, you will receive, one, a plaque commemorating your award, two, a commission of simulated imitation parchment suitable for framing, making you a rear admiral in the Bolingbrook Yacht Club, three, a wallet-size 100% plastic-free membership card, four, a genuine Daquan and Cotton large-size commemorative T-shirt from our second annual Cornfield Sailing Championship and Regatta, five, and this is a biggie, five is a biggie, a lifetime free pass to the old Chicago amusement park.
Hey, that's... Wow.
The fact that they went belly up a year ago and there's nobody there. No, as the Commodore said, a momentary setback. And six, dinner for two at Bolingbrook's finest eating establishment, the Yacht Club Annex, also known as Clementine's Pub. And on like that, years in yachting, Commodore Terrence Little. So I figured a bunch of fruitcakes like this would fit in with my game plan real well. So after I got off the air Saturday, I went over to the Bolingbrook Yacht Club second annual International Cornfield Sailing Championship and Regatta and took part in the award ceremony.
You and Terry and who else?
Well, there's a whole bunch of people there. Donna, were you there?
I got to meet you after talking like this all these months.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of people there, and I want to tell you, you talk about tacky people. Now, I have in my day seen some tacky people, but the Commodore Terry and the rest of the fruitcakes out there have taken tack to new heights. Let me give you a little example. Would you perhaps care to read to the boys and girls the... parchment scroll they gave
me,
which looks like a piece of 8.5 by 11 typewriter paper, but
doesn't even feel like parchment.
It's parchment, genuine imitation parchment scroll.
The Bolingbrook Yacht Club, in cooperation with the Bolingbrook.
For you to say.
Not at all.
I are an announcer.
It are Monday. In cooperation with the Bolingbrook Park District, are proud to award the Chicago Man of the Year prize to Robert L. Collins. This award is given to honor Uncle Bobby Collins. It is recognition of more than just his past year's achievements. It is to give homage to a lifetime of dedicated effort. Are you talking about you?
Yeah. Carry on.
Dedicated, elevating tacky to new heights.
Yeah.
This humble plaque is presented to a man with true yacht club spirit. Only a true BBYC-er would use a 50,000-watt clear channel major market radio station to teach the world the words to Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, Saturday night in Toledo, Ohio, and you done, they forgot done. It's you stomped, you done stomped on my heart.
And you mashed that sucker flat. Right.
Only a real cornfield sailor would make the general public knock their brains out trying to win at Rocky Rolly Trivia just to get a free dinner at Grover's soon-to-be-famous Oyster Bar. None other than a Milo Mariner could feature the soaps, the Carl Grayson songbook, and teach Rick Rosenthal to say, hogs. Robert L. as in Lovable Collins, for your leadership in the van of tacky, for your big orange attitude, and most of all, for showing up, the BBYC wants you to know that you are our hero, our idol, and the only true flamingo flicker in radio. Please continue to be the person you are and strive to bring a cornfield sailor's attitude to all 38 states. Terrence J. Little Commodore and Linda... Semantic?
Close enough.
Yeah.
Sure. Not only did they give me the plaque and the commemorative stroll there, but they gave me my very own pair of pink polyethylene flamingos, which, if you don't play your cards right, will grace your lawn early.
That's already happened to me.
Some morning. Well, Don, I had a good time.
Well, I don't care what they say. I think you're good looking.
Oh, you sweet thing. I'll send you the money right after the show.
Well, now, listen, do we have to start calling you Bobby Who?
Why?
You saw what was in the paper yesterday.
No, what?
Are you kidding? Said that Bob Collins, the next Wally Phillips.
Oh, Billy Plunkett's column. He drinks. Don't pay any attention to him.
Well, listen, it was good talking to you. It's good to be the first one on your new show. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm Beulah's friend.
Beulah's friend.
Right.
I understand, yes. Well, have a good day, darling.
You too.
Thank you
Bye.
For calling. Bye-bye. It's quarter after 2 o'clock. Mighty Monarch Cleaners can get the carpet in your home looking like new again. Monarch Cleaners, gentle with your carpets? You betcha. Powerful? Mm-hmm. The Monarch fleet of carpet cleaning trucks is loaded with power, the power to clean your carpets as thoroughly as possible. The mobile cleaning plant comes direct to your home. Each unit is equipped with its own electrical system that is 10 to 20 times more powerful than units that operate on household current. Monarch will get...
Preparation H. Preparation H.
Three times a day for relief, day and night. Preparation H. Use only as directed.
You know, I got a nice note from today.
Who?
You know Sam Weinstein?
Sure.
The 10-pin tattler?
Mm-hmm.
He's been on WGN for 132 years.
He came right after Marconi.
Yeah. Seriously, how long has that show been on WGN? It's been on for years and years and years and years.
I think it's over 40 years.
Yeah. And Sam Weinstein sent a note, Dear Bob, I'd want to be counted among your legion of fans who congratulate you and wish you the very best of continued success. I remember so well driving to the Highland Park Hospital in early April years ago when you first started on WGN thinking there's a young guy who's got it. I think he was going to the hospital to see if he could help me get rid of it. But anyhow, and he said, and I haven't changed my mind as a tiny part of the WGN family and as a fan. I wish you the very best of continued success, Bob. Sincerely, Sam the 10-pin tattler.
Now, there's an idea.
What?
Well, for your inaugural show here, why don't we dig out the tape of your first show on the electric radio here on WGN?
No!
Mickey, how about that?
No!
Get the tapes out from Bob's original WGN performance. I bet the boys and girls would love to hear that.
I don't believe so. Leon, nobody asked you. I don't think we want to do that.
Why?
Because it was horrendous. I was scared to death. Much like I am today.
Hey, we're your friends.
We
understand.
Two chances. Slim and none. I haven't. No. Oh, here's something somebody sent me. You'll like this a lot. Somebody sent me this bumper sticker. It's a...
Have you hugged your hog today?
That's right.
Iowa Machine Shed Restaurant. That's cute.
Yeah. Have you hugged your hog today? I've got about 7 lines for that, but I'm afraid to use any of them, so I'll just put that on the side. What else? I'm in trouble again.
What have you done now?
It's what I haven't done. From the Lake County Health Department.
Pardon me?
The Lake County Health Department. This is not from Dr. Wasserman. There's nothing to worry about. From the Lake County Health Department, Mr. B. Collins. Dear B., final notice, underlined a lot, final notice. This will serve as a final notice to you that you are in violation of Lake County law for the following reasons. And they have about 5 categories checked out, and there's an X beside animals not currently registered with Lake County. And then down at the bottom it says in big bold type, failure to correct the situation within 10 days shall be cause for arrest and prosecution, penalty $25 to $200.
They're serious.
Then down here at the very bottom it says, please submit $1.
Cash?
Cash.
How long did they give you to get that together?
10 days. I never thought of that. Cash. I don't know what I can come up with a dollar cash in 10 days. How much money do you have?
Just a minute. Right,
sir. I got some here.
Dollar cash. Right?
Hold it. You got 27.30 cents. Leon chips in a penny.
I got 52 cents.
That means it's 53 with Leon's and my 7. Well, we'll work out something. We'll raise that dollar cash for the Lake County Health Department. I don't know why I should register my dogs. Neither one drives.
They both drink, though.
Yeah, they drink, but not off the property, so it'll... I don't know. Boy, I tell you.
Whatever happened to the proud craftsmanship of the good...
22, the Garlic Press Restaurant. Great eating. That's what that is.
Guess what?
What?
I've got it.
I don't want to hear this.
I have it.
I don't want
it. Your maiden voyage. On WGN.
You wouldn't do this to me because we're friends and you count on me for your livelihood, you see.
Hey,
I could shoot you right now.
It's because we're buddies.
I don't think so. John, what did you want, son?
That's exactly what I wanted. I want to hear that tape.
See?
Oh, no,
see?
You don't.
John, would you like to hear it, John?
John, you don't listen.
Want to hear
let
it.
Me explain this to you.
This will excite my whole day.
Let me explain this to you. When I first came to WGN, my first day on the air was April 1st of 1974. see, April Fool's Day of 1974, and I had never been in a radio station like this, had never walked into a radio station like this in my life. I had spent 18 years being a rocky, rolly disc jockey at little, tiny, grungy, dimly lit, funky radio stations. Had done this for over 18 years.
Where you cut your teeth.
And several other things.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, I walked into GN, and first of all, always before, in them little markets, you do all your own work. You run all your own controls. You don't have a Leon sitting here to play the records, nor do you have Kenny to run the controls, nor Mickey to produce the show, nor Lachman to read the news. What you have is yourself. And which is fine, because you don't... And I walked in here, and I looked at this massive room that we broadcast from, and it really is a big room. This is a barn. And looked at Leon, which would scare you right away. That hasn't changed, but I was scared to death. I was terrified.
Well, your fans will be pleased to see what kind of progress you've made.
I'm still
these many years
scared to death.
We've got to hear it.
John, the tape is a little old and crinkly. It has not been hermetically sealed all these many years.
But then again, so am I.
Yeah. Anyway, the technical staff tells me they're having just a little bit of trouble
good.
Getting it. You got it now?
No,
not
no.
yet. They're having a little trouble getting it together, but they have it in their little hands, and I'm telling you, you never met a more dedicated bunch than this bunch. They really want to get this on the air. So
did
John,
you say
we'll
desiccated?
Wait, no matter how long it takes, we'll wait.
John, I figure within the next few minutes we ought to have it.
I can...
Just waiting to hear it.
Okay.
Don't I get a vote here?
No.
This is my show, you know. I don't... This is embarrassing.
It
Why?
Was your show. Maybe after the tape it won't be.
Thanks a lot, John. I needed that. Have you ever... you've been in radio how long?
About 15, 16 years, something like that.
Have you ever heard tapes from your very, very first broadcast?
Every night I go home and I play them, and I say, and they still let me do this. I can't believe it.
It is so embarrassing. It
yes,
really,
it is
uniquely, crushingly embarrassing. I can't imagine how somebody like Carson allows those, you know, when he does the best of, those old, old tapes. Of course, he had reached a level of professionalism then that they weren't embarrassing, I guess. But it just, I cringe. I have friends that I grew up with in the business down in Florida, and every now and then... They will mail me an old tape just to kind of turn the knife. And
who should I write to?
Never mind that. I ain't going to tell you. Dorothy, how are you?
Yes, how are you, Mr. Collins?
Who?
Bob.
Oh, yeah, I'm right. Fine. I thought yes. You were talking to my daddy for a minute.
No, I told your producer, I remember your first day. I don't remember the whole day, but maybe it was 2 days later.
I don't remember any of it.
You know, but no, I remember. Oh, you were very quiet.
I was scared to death.
And, someone called you, I think it was that day, but like I said, maybe it was 2 days later, and said to you that you reminded them of Billy Berg. really? That's true.
That must have been Wally.
Wally who?
Yeah, that's the guy.
And the woman, she even said, I bet you look alike.
Dorothy, they just walked in with the tape. We're threading it up
right
now.
I just want to say this, Bob. I hate to think of all the big oranges I'm going to drink on Fridays on my patio listening to you from 2 to 6.
Well, I appreciate it, Dorothy. Thank you, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. It's 26 minutes after 2 o'clock.
When you get the hearts to...
And those roundworms rolling away.
Hoi vey, it's 27 minutes after 2 o'clock, 75 degrees. I have a rather exciting announcement.
What's that?
Just like the big budget shows... I have a distinctive original first for the Robert Ellison Lovable Collins Show, 2 to 6 Monday through Friday on WGN Radio.
Well, tell us.
We have now, actually we don't have them at hand, but they will be here, we have been promised, a week from today, next Monday. We have the distinctive original Bob Collins Big Orange designer T-shirt with the status symbol skunk where the pocket would be, were an expensive enough shirt to have a pocket.
Oh, you mean where the little alligators
yeah,
and the foxes
yeah,
and all those
yeah.
things?
Well, instead of that, you know, they put that on the pocket. These shirts aren't quite that expensive, but if indeed the shirt had a pocket, that's where the dead skunk is. The status symbol skunk is there where the pocket should be, and of course there is a blatant commercial message across the belly of the shirt, but we have the Bob
Collins.
Well,
that's Collins, where there's the most room.
Isn't that cute? Little bam right there, huh? Well, where are you going to be tomorrow at this time, Jim?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember the very first words you uttered into a hot microphone here at the radio place?
When I first started here?
Yeah.
No, but I do remember Kenton Morris was producing. Kenton is now management, so he doesn't deal with trash like the disc jockeys. But I remember Kenton was producing the show, and I remember the first commercial I ever did on WGN, and it was for Staley Syrup, and I called it Stanley Syrup throughout the commercial. And I think I almost didn't make it through the commercial because I had such mic fright. But no, I don't recall at all the very first thing.
We take you now.
Oh, no.
Through the magic of tape recording.
I don't want to do this.
To April the 1st.
I don't want to do this.
1974.
Friends, welcome. We'd like you to meet Bob Collins.
I do have one question before we start. Where's the coffee? I can't find any coffee. Well, that sounds like me.
Well, let's listen some more.
Oh.
Played good music.
Well, I tried my best.
He was a famous jumping man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his prime. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. The lower bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain, he seemed to understand. He took the next to the cap, went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly out of tune. He blows eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless he plays some guitar playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. When he played, he made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And out of tootly, out of tootly, out of doot doot, he loves eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He calls the boss to sleep with boogie every night. And wakes him up the same way any early bride. They clap their hands and he steps back to me. Cause they know how it goes. The trouble gets to me. Whoa, whoa.
That's Bette Midler and the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. It's very, very appropriate that I start my career in Chicago on April Fool's Day. Hi, I'm Bob Collins. I'm delighted to be here. And Jerry Talbert's on the telephone. Where the heck are you, Jerry?
I'm in Barnwell, South Carolina, Bob.
You're in Barnwell, South Carolina?
Yeah, and this is no April Fool's joke. I thought it was when they told me that they had finally found a personality for the afternoon 2 to 4 slot. So I took them at their word, even though I did think it was April Fool's joke. And I got out of town.
Well, it serves you right being in Barnwell, South. What the heck are you doing there?
Well, I'm looking at horses, and I'm enjoying some 90-degree sunshine. Boy, is it great, that.
Well, I wanted everybody to know that I did not come in here and kick you out or anything like that, because you've been bugging us for a day off for how long now?
Well, it hasn't been that bad, but it has been about 6
have
months,
we,
to be honest.
Have we heard enough of this trash?
Well, I suppose.
I mean, April.
I was kind of hoping you'd read a commercial.
First of no, yeah.
That wasn't bad.
It's a long time ago.
You didn't sound frightened.
I was scared to death.
Sounded good.
Nothing has changed. It's WGN Radio Chicago, 2:32 in the afternoon. We must hurry because our vice president in charge of farm stuff is here. And you know, if we don't get him on time, how tense he gets and how upset. So we'll hurry along here. For the HFC office nearest you and put their experience to work. April 1st of 1974, I had no idea who Orion Samuelson was or what he did or why. And since,
feeling was mutual.
Since that time, Orion Samuelson, who is indeed the farm broadcaster in the United States of America, which presumably means in the world, has become one of my closest friends in the world. That's one of the best things that's happened to me at GM.
Feeling is mutual.
How are you, sir?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. It's the big hand is on the 7, so that means it's time for the 2:30 WGN Business Report. Here's Big O.
Thank you. Welcome to your new show.
Thank you.
Stocks were higher in active trading today, although the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up as much as 11 points. At one time today, we find that we're now below the 1,000 level again. Iowa beef processors climbed 6 3/4 to 65 1/4 today.